Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TeamBeastDaniels.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TeamBeastDaniels.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit and get hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole?
No.
Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
Congratulations, by the way, again. You fucking finished the run.
So, actually, I did try to choke down a nasty little treat right after. So then my dad finishes, and we go to the bar. There's like a bar you can see the finish line from, so we were just going to chill there until my mom finished. And then, so he's like, do you want a beer? And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll try. And like, that was my first little nasty little treat, right?
Right.
Like, I could choke down a little nasty little beer right now.
Right.
I see him at the bar. He's ordering the beers, and then he turns around and he's holding two Guinness.
Oh no.
I was like, really? He walks over. I'm like, really? He's like, what?
Damn, like, your dad. Hold on. First of all, let's give your dad a little, let's give this man ultimate props. He does not do anything on five.
No, he doesn't.
That dude just did an Iron Man, and he's like, okay, dude, you want beer? No, we're not drinking piss. You said beer.
Now we're drinking the thickest, hardest to drink beer on planet Earth.
And don't bitch up now.
Yeah.
You said beer.
Yeah. And it's just bitter, you know?
So all right, like, so you get the Guinness.
Sets it down in front of me, and I'm like, I guess I could try. And I drink like four sips, and it's just not really sitting right. And so I'm sitting there and I kind of like lean up against the wall and I fall asleep. Right? And all of a sudden I feel like a massive poke right here. And I'm like, ah, and I wake up and it's the security guard. And he's like, can't fall asleep in a venue, mate. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it's fucking sorry. I mean, I have the metal around my neck. It's very clear that I'm not just fucked up, passed out. I'm like, I just finished a fucking race. I'm like a little bit pissed and I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I'll try and sip another sip of this beer. And then I'm like fighting the sleep and the beer's not sitting right. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. And I run to the bathroom.
Oh, it's just, dude, chill. You ran after running?
I ran to I sort of limp jogged over to the bathroom because I had to get there.
Oh man.
It was not sitting right. You know, you get that feeling, you start salivating like crazy.
I'm like, yeah, dude, why does your body do that? Why does your body do that?
I don't know. It's so funny. So I like limp sprint over to the bathroom and there's one stall. Like the bathroom is probably like a fucking, I don't know, 15 square foot, like rectangle, right? You walk in, there's a stall, one stall with the door closed and it's locked. Somebody's in there. And then there's on the left, there's a trough urinal, and then there's two sinks and a tiny little trash can in between the sinks.
The
dude in the stall had just finished the race, so he was taking care of some business in there. He was making some serious sense on his own.
Yeah.
I'm looking around. I'm like, I can't puke in the urinal. So I just take that little trash can, and I just start booting, like, just brown beer and then, like, bile and just, like, I'm like making so much noise. And all of a sudden, like, I hear the door open and these two British guys walk in and they're hammered. And the dude like looks at me with like crossed eyes and he's like, you all right, mate? And I'm like, yeah, I just keep going. And then the dude comes out of the stall and it's these two guys' friend. And it's also the dude that I was biking with for like 2 hours. We were like kind of passing each other over and over again. So he looks at me. He looks at me and he's like, you good? And I was like, yeah. He's like, first Iron Man. I was like, yeah.
Like, you're like, yeah. Just
keep in mind, like, we're all touching shoulders. This room is so small.
Yeah.
So then the dudes start peeing. They turn to the left and both of them start peeing in the trough urinal. And I'm still throwing up right behind them as they're peeing.
Oh.
And the dude is washing his hands and I'm throwing up in the, it was so funny. And then, so then I, you know, I went back to the table and I felt like a little bit of pride that I just puked in, you know, the fucking guy that told me to wake up. I'm like, yeah, I just fucking puked in your, you know, your whole bathroom probably smells like puke now.
Yeah. And then you're like, let me get a fucking Guinness, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me get another Guinea. Dang, man. Bro, this is the...
God! God! There's no way this is edible. You know what they say? Make like Nike and just do it.
I'm already lapped.
Just take the bite.
Oh, my...
You've had these before. These are really good.
Why is it black? Dude, I feel sick.
Very aromatic.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I can't believe it. Man, I feel like I can taste that.
Bro, cancel the rest of this episode. Oh my God, I can't believe that made you sick.
Did you not feel sick watching that?
No, I'm not eating
it. I feel like I can taste it. I can smell it.
Yeah, at one point, he's like, tastes like sulfur.
That's what I'm smelling right now.
He goes in for round two.
No way.
Eating it from the wrong side of the egg. I was supposed to start on the side that's gelatinous and slimy.
Why does it look like that? It
almost looks like gray water out of a septic tank. Bottoms up. You know, I guess I have no choice.
Fuck.
Century old egg.
He was trying really hard.
Yeah.
Where do you even get those?
You just order them online. Yeah, they look pretty crazy. You're supposed to eat them with things. Like.
Why? What is.
Yeah. That's insane looking, right?
Man, that. I don't get grossed out easily, I feel like, in terms of food.
Yeah.
Man, that's horrible.
I feel like the name is what makes it worse than it is.
No, but it's just entirely black.
I mean.
When you think about what eggs look like in their natural state, it's like, what would it take to get it there?
That's what I mean. If they tricked you, though, you know, like if they told you this, no, it's overgrown boba.
Yeah, okay.
You might go, oh, all right.
Yeah, sure. Give me that.
Yeah. That guy. Who snorts all the boba or like inhales the boba. It's just a vat of fucking century old eggs in Thai iced tea. Sucking them down, bro. Damn. That actually got you.
Yeah. That was brutal.
Oh, fuck. I wonder if we're going to get striked for the chopping. No. It's Creative Commons, right?
What is?
Chopping's music.
Who's chopping? Who's chopping? No, don't get me. Doorknob.
Doorknob. Yeah.
Chopping. That was a risky one.
Don't get me. Don't get me.
Doorknob.
Wait, how soon? How soon is the baby coming?
2 months. Less than
2 months.
Wow. That's cool, though.
Wow, that's amazing. It's going to be great. Are you guys doing doula like or anything crazy. Or just standard?
I don't know. We were going to, but then I just brought it up yesterday and she was like, I don't know anymore. So I don't really know.
My sister did a lot. My sister just had a baby a year and a half ago. My
doula, son. You could get someone with that, though.
Oh, yeah. Doula's
you like
good
doulas?
One. Like a D's nuts?
Yep. Do you like doulas?
You like doulas? Yeah, I do.
Dueling up, doula, you know, it could be two.
Yeah.
Doula these balls in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, do you like these balls?
Yeah.
Way better. Fuck.
Do you like?
Do you like these balls?
Do you like suck dick?
Fuck.
Doula?
That's TJ Maxx doing it.
You yeah. have to do it.
Imagine TJ Maxx.
You can just be like, doula, do you like to suck dick?
Yeah.
I guess you could. You like doulas?
It is way better with an accent.
Doula. Do you like to suck dick?
Hey, brother. I have a question for you.
Wait, so much of like the TJ Maxx search bar is always Noel Miller.
I know.
It always does me proud.
No,
I'll click it and I'll just go watch it again. I'll be like, damn, he's good at that. My what? What is it? My wife.
My wife said.
What a car bomb.
I told my wife.
In a hospital.
She do not like to suck dick.
Yeah. I asked my wife.
Do like
doula.
Yeah.
Do like to suck dick? She say no.
Yeah, your version would do that. Yeah. I asked my wife.
Yeah.
Do like to suck dick?
But if you love the live show, dude, and it works, I'd be down to just show up.
Oh hell yeah!
With a TV, just crazy brother for 3 seconds. You're like, get on this stage.
That would be awesome.
I'm just holding fake C4 in my hand.
I would love that.
It's a joke.
They should. Well, maybe they could have a song. The brother could feature on a song. He could do like an evil rap.
Oh, shit.
You know? Dude. You know? Rip. And then it can kind of spook TJ Maxx at the end and be like, that is not what I'm like. My brother is evil.
Yeah, my brother is evil.
I'm sorry.
It's just a video of just him in the back.
That is so good, this sort of dark horse brother TJ Maxx has. You know?
My bro.
Hey guys, we want to take another quick break to thank another sponsor of today's episode, SeatGeek. Guys, you know, I've been really looking for the best deal on Disney on Ice tickets. I've been looking for the best deal. I've been scouring the web. And I can't find the best deal, which is why I turned to SeatGeek.
With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more. With artists like Taylor Swift, Post Malone, The 1975, Noah Kahan. Did we say Taylor Swift? You don't want to miss out. Plus, football is almost over, but the basketball season is getting into full swing.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I just can't tell you how excited I am for Disney on Ice. I'm going straight from there to Rolling Loud. You know, there's tons, thousands and thousands of events going on every day. So I'm really looking forward to, as I said, Chris Stapleton.
SeatGeek is awesome. They put all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you are getting a good deal. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10. So look for the green dots. Green means good. Red means bad. Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of an event with swaps.
And you know that we came through for you guys.
You know we came through for you.
You know we came through for you guys. Use our code TMG for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with the promo code TMG. Just make sure you click the link in the description to download the app.
I feel like you can dance like Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
I feel like you can...
Thank you, man.
I feel like you can do that move.
Fucking thank you. Wait, I didn't actually... I just saw the backflip.
Oh, bro, no.
Can you explain it for the people listening that don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah,
I mean,
so,
everyone probably knows.
Yeah, if you hadn't seen this... oh, this feels really good.
What?
To be a grown man reporting on Taylor Lautner. If you didn't see this weekend, Taylor Lautner stunned people worldwide.
At the Eras Tour screening.
He... Taylor... amongst many other Taylor fans, but not fans of him per se, witnessed as he executed some of the most diabolical, fantastical moves you've ever seen. All right, look at this. So it's... Oh, wait. Wait, watch it.
What the fuck is that Twilight-ass move?
I know. Just wait. Yeah.
Boom.
See, that's crazy, right? So he just did a backflip and like a little Superman move and then a front somersault.
Why is he doing
okay,
this?
Okay, now wait. Look at this shit right here. Look at this. I feel like you can do that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I feel like you can do that. Yeah.
I just fucking nailed that.
Dude.
I can't do that part, though.
No, his hand. Let me try to do the whole thing. Okay. Oh, did you just dislocate your C3?
Ow!
My arms are cold.
It's an interesting swing, you know.
I was trying to do it in the kitchen. I couldn't hit it.
Try it.
No, I can't.
Why?
No, I just can't hit that shit.
Oh, okay.
It just doesn't work.
Huh? But why? Why was he doing this?
Oh, I guess he used to date Taylor.
Yeah. Which makes it more weird.
I know. But yeah, I don't know why he's...
Like, why is he up there like, this is my ex's film?
I don't know. Someone was telling me a pretty funny tweet that was like, someone get this guy a commercial, please. Like, just book him some kind of work.
That's so mean. That's know, so fucking
this.
Mean.
I know it is. But like, look at this. Look at this. Look at
my
this.
Man is lost.
Yeah. Look.
Wait, what was this?
It's just a person like backflipping in a movie theater. Yeah. There's something about like white dudes. You guys can hit like full white dudes. You can hit crazy moves.
Full white dudes?
Yeah, full white dudes. Full white dudes. 100% white, you can do crazy shit that's like off. It's so offbeat, it's on beat in an impressive way.
Yeah.
Like you hit that clean. Like, that was in your genetics. You nailed that.
I'm a natural. What can I say?
Dude, I was in the kitchen just trying. I couldn't do it.
What do you think I do when I'm DJing, man?
Yeah, fucking.
I do that. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah. Wait a second. Wait a second.
He was in a recent music video for Taylor Swift.
Mute it. Let's see it.
Oh, 3 months ago. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Was there additional context that we're missing?
Oh, if he does a backflip in this video?
Yeah, wait, pause it for a sec. What do you mean get this guy commercial? Yeah. He was in a music video for his ex.
Yeah.
It's just as good.
Man, is that humiliating for your ex to cast you?
That's what I mean. Like, it's kind of...
Yo, go back. That fucking, I didn't know Taylor Swift was so gymnastic. That's so crazy.
Damn, dude.
Bro, he's limber. What the hell? What the fuck, man?
Why didn't he do that shit on stage? I would want to see that.
This is the craziest thing ever, dude. He looks like oh my God, how do you even describe this, man? Dude.
My boy's flexible. He's got the hammies.
He can suck
his
own dick for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
He can blow himself.
He probably might in this video.
He can eat his own ass, man. He can play with himself. Imagine that, tongue in his ass, on his own dick by his cheek. Sorry.
What?
I'm delirious.
I'm picturing him like a dog. Like he's like mid-fight. He like does this move, kicks these two thieves in the face, and then just eats his own ass, gets distracted for a second.
Dude.
Yeah. Wait, you really went on a 7-hour, 7-week, 7-month hike?
Yeah.
No,
7-year hike. It was 4 days.
Days.
He's been fake this whole time. This is my first time meeting him. I've been doing this podcast with the fucking AI version of him.
So it was me, my parents, and my parents' friend, who's 59.
I don't like that you preface the age.
Why?
It makes me think something bad's going to happen.
It did.
Age-wise, right?
Mm. It did.
Continue.
There's a lot of snow this year because of like all the rainfall and snowfall here. So there was like a lot of snow left on the mountain. And there was a really steep like snow bluff, basically, that we had to cross. And I crossed first, and then I turned around and I filmed him because I wanted to like
Because you knew that he was
here. Because I was like, yo, look at this.
Let me go first, y'all.
No, I was like filming shit, like, you know, for a vlog or whatever. And I filmed a clip of him. Then I put my phone down. And I watched him because he had about two steps left on this snow bluff. And so, like, it basically went like, it was like a huge steep ramp full of snow. And then, like, the trail started right here. And it was just rocks right here. But a little bit of snow left on the trail. I watched him slip, try to get his footing. And then he starts to fall over. His pack takes him over because we're wearing, like, 35-pound backpacks. Oh, and he just hits his head on a rock, lands at the bottom, basically rocks, like, stops his fall. And he's, like, he just kind of, like, sits up. And I'm, like, did I just, like, watch this dude die?
Did I just record it?
It was probably,
when did you?
Filming boom? Then.
At what point did you?
Yo! No, it wasn't like
3x
that.
Zoom.
Like, damn, fool. Yeah. Zoom in. Yo, you good?
Yo.
Damn. Damn. Yeah. The thumb up and down.
Damn.
Yo.
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 Damn.
What the?
Fish eye.
Yo. Yo, this fool's fucked, dude. Down there. Holy fuck, bro.
Do you ever see, like, you ever, like, watch a car accident or something like that? And all you can do is just stand there and be like, oh.
Yeah.
It's just getting worse and worse. Yeah, ooh, yeah.
It felt like that. It was just like, I didn't know what to do. I just, like, watched this happen right in front of me. And then we just, like, let him sit there for a second. And then, I don't know, basically, he, like, severely dislocated his shoulder. So when he went down there and he's bleeding from the head and you could see his shoulder socket, like, poking out of his arm. And he's like, I can't. We're not sure, like, is he concussed? He hit his head so hard that we're like, just make sure he's good. But we're in the fucking mountains. There's no service.
Yeah.
So we had to set off an SOS on, like, our emergency response system. Anyways, fast forward 3 hours. He had to get airlifted out of there.
Wow.
And the helicopter comes. This is, meanwhile, he's going in and out of shock the whole time. So we're, like, wrapping, you know, sleeping bags around him, making sure he's, like, warm because he's, like, shivering, going in and out of shock, like, writhing in pain.
Yeah.
And finally the helicopter arrives after, like, 3 hours of waiting. And they're just circling. And we're like, why the fuck aren't they, like, I thought they'd, like, lower down a thing, pick them up. You know, you see, like, videos of that shit happening. Yeah.
Sorry, hook your backpack on.
Like a fucking video game.
Just make you hook them up. Just connect it.
All of us.
Should we come with this? Hold on to the backpack.
No, I was like, the little fucking gay monkeys in a barrel. Like, you're all just, like, one arm.
Yeah.
His shoulder's already off. Sorry, that's fucked up.
He's good.
So the helicopter's spinning.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, but okay, he's good. Just to, like, fast forward.
Okay.
He's fine. Yeah. Everything ended up being fine. So, like, I feel fine joking about it. But why would I lie about that?
Show me the video. He's not good.
Yeah. No, he's actually. We left him there.
We left his ass there.
Yeah. Oh. The helicopter's, like, circling, and we're like, this dude's, like, in a lot of pain. He's like, just get me to the hospital.
Yeah.
And we're watching the helicopter just, like, go back and forth. Like, what the fuck are they doing? They keep, like, throwing out these yellow bits of, like, fabric, I guess, to, like, read the air, because we were in this, like, little canyon.
Oh.
So they were doing, like, recon, trying to figure out, like, if they could land, where they could land, how heavy, like, if they had to go dump fuel.
Oh.
And then the sheriff, we get a text from the sheriff, and he's like, they might leave to get gas. If they leave, don't freak out. They're definitely going to be back.
Wow.
And we're like, fuck, how do we tell him this? He's, like, sitting there, like, just thinking that he's, like, minutes away from being saved, basically.
You guys got to keep making helicopter sounds. Oh, fuck. Yeah,
he looked at. I think he's coming back.
Lips are dry as fuck. He's like, yo, where is this guy? Yeah, they're right. There's a bone now. Are you in the hospital right now?
You don't see him? He's right above us.
Oh.
So they.
He's good.
They landed on, like, the side of a mountain, basically.
And what?
They had 20
like,
minutes.
Climb this.
They had to go dump fuel, come back. They landed. They had 20 minutes of idle time. So we had to, like, pick him up and get him down the mountain across this, like, marsh and then up another field of boulders, basically, to get him into the helicopter. We got him there with 5 minutes to spare.
Wow.
Like, it felt like a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, get this man to the chopper.
Yeah.
And we got him there.
What, you went German the whole time? Yeah.
Bro, you got to go German.
He just goes full Arnold. Yeah. Okay, you're coming with me.
Listen to me.
Why are you talking like that?
Shut up.
I think I'm tripping. Yeah. You're confusing him more. Like, all right, yeah. I
thought you were
tripping.
Canadian.
Yeah. Well, anyways, he's good.
Tolman's lies.
Yeah. We're going to take another quick break to thank another sponsor of today's episode, HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's
number one meal kit. Whether your resolution is to save money, eat better, or stress less, HelloFresh is here to help you do all three. Say hello to your most delicious year yet with fresh ingredients and chef-crafted recipes at a price you're gonna like. And it's all delivered right to your door. Each HelloFresh box is packed with farm-fresh ingredients and everything arrives pre-portioned right to your doorstep for less hassle and less wasted food.
That's right. So you've resolved to actually sit down and eat dinner around the table. But what do you do about those nights when your schedule is too darn packed? Turn to HelloFresh's lineup of quick and easy meals, including their 15-minute recipes.
Ah.
Designed to help minimize mealtime stress. Plus, HelloFresh has some amazing recipes that are all delicious and easy to make. They have pizza parlor meatball sandwiches, Szechuan pork noodle stir fry, and black bean and green pepper flautas. But you already know our favorite. My favorite, actually. I don't know what your favorite is. Mine is the bibimbap, of course.
They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and HelloFresh agrees. In fact, they're giving all subscribers free breakfast for life. That means you'll enjoy a totally free breakfast item with every single HelloFresh delivery. Now that's worth waking up early for.
Mm-hmm.
Go to HelloFresh.com/tinymeatfree and use code TINYMEATFREE for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/tinymeatfree with code TINYMEATFREE. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Oh yeah,
this is the spinny one.
This is his
they
video.
Done this, but they couldn't.
No,
why is he spinning so hard? All right.
Bro, imagine.
Oh, you never seen this,
bro? Imagine.
Yo, just cut it!
Cut it!
Wait, what? Like injury?
Stop!
What?
Just drop me, man.
I'll be in there trying to cut it myself. Just trying to fucking cut it.
Yo, I definitely hit my head. Yo, everything's spinning.
Everything is spinning.
Pilot's rooting. Just trying to run with it.
Ah, oh, they're dead.
Oh, they're dead.
Yeah.
Bro, if that's happening.
They just said, ambulance, we'll take her.
Dog, think of the contrast, bro, where you're sitting there like, oh my God, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That shit just went with a rolled ankle, man. That shit just limped it off.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Bro, odds that you're pulling out your phone to film. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Someone's got
to
get this. Someone's got to see this.
I'll be like, yo, no, he was spinning.
I need a video. I would have recorded it.
Do it again. Come on. Oh, shit.
The editor ain't shit, though. He's going
so intense.
The helicopter could turn off his top blade and just
just reverse it.
They gotta have this going in helicopter school, like what went wrong. Yeah, shit. Yeah. Sorry, so don't tie it like that, nigga, because
this is why. Shit, bro, that just doesn't even make sense.
Make sure your spin clip is in,
dude.
You know, like they're just like, ah, fuck it, whatever.
Just let it go.
You know that carnival ride
fuel.
Where it's like
we could do.
Where it's like a UFO and you just like lay against the wall.
Yes. Yeah.
It's gotta feel like that on 100.
Oh yeah.
Except you're in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't want that, man. I don't want no parts of that. I've never been on a hike. I don't think I'm running that.
I never slept outside.
Sorry, this quote is crazy.
There you go.
Slow that down. After this guy's just spun around like wild. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Slow it down.
Yeah.
He's doing nothing right.
Wait, you guys don't hike?
Nah, man.
You're taller than a bear. What the fuck?
But they got mad density.
They got density.
They are dense.
And they got them claws and
shit. Yeah.
You saw that CGI bear attack?
Yeah. Oh, have you seen the real video?
No, I actually don't want to see that one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, actually? What?
Remember that? It's like audio of this guy getting attacked by a bear.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just scarring.
Yeah.
This is a brown bear?
I think this was a grizzly.
Yeah.
And he got like destroyed, like he got like torn apart by this bear, and you can just hear him scream.
I have to give in at a certain point.
We should check it out right now.
You want to play that?
Yeah. Yeah. I have to give in at some point.
Bro, I'm just like, all right, take me.
All right, man, you hype me. Let me see.
Bro, just like bite my head off. Yeah. What, all this scratching and shit, bro. Just take me, dog.
Just take me.
I'm not doing that interview after.
Look at those bears.
If I got rolled up on like that.
Yeah, I'm taking a picture. For sure.
What's the deal? Is this AI? Dude, like some design?
Yeah, what is
no, that's real. Oh, okay. That's real, dude. But that's from my phone.
Yeah.
On the trail.
We're renaming like, Cody. Cody Kills.
This is actually bear jerky. This is what became of them.
Oh. Is it actually?
Oh, no. What?
I believe it. You ever had kangaroo jerky?
I wanted to watch this with you. I'm really looking forward. There's a new it's a live event that's coming up that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah.
And you might be thinking, is it the live stream of Coachella Weekend 2? No, not really.
Okay.
It's something similar. Here, like, pop onto the website. Let's watch the trailer.
Oh.
This is called The Art of Living, and this is a Matthew McConaughey live stream. It's a live event. It's not a stream. It's an event.
Okay.
It's an experience. A virtual live event.
Okay. How much is the ticket?
I haven't gotten that far because I know whatever it is, I'm going to pay it.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter, right?
No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Submit to join the free... Oh, it's free.
Oh.
He's not even charging.
The reason I found this was there was like a promoted video on Twitter of him describing it in his like language.
Yeah. In his language.
It's so goddamn funny.
In McConaughey.
Yeah, here, this is it.
Greetings, Earthlings.
Is he on our set?
No, this is Airstream behind him.
Oh, yeah.
Salutations.
Hey, congratulations. This page has your next best steps on it. We are doing the Art of Living experience to help you write your new story. Live into who you want and need to be. And I'm damn excited to take this journey with you. Three quick things I'm going to ask you to do. First, add the date to your calendar. Oh, write it on a sticky note. Put it in your phone. Add it on your laptop. Because I'm only going to do this one time, folks.
Fucking engrave it into your skin.
Yeah.
Click and
when you buy an iPod and engrave the date on the back of it with the engrave feature.
Yeah. Brand it on your own ass.
Yeah. You know, carve it into your skin with a clothespin.
Yeah.
I had the team put a button on this page that you can click and easily add it to your calendar.
I had my team of fucking nerds.
Because it's more fun to take a road trip together, make sure you join the private Facebook group that we created for this event.
Matthew. Who are you targeting?
You know exactly who he's targeting. You know exactly who it is.
God, dude.
Our moms.
Just buy a stake in an Indian scamming company instead. Yeah. I mean, that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Mom, what the fuck are you... What's on your
screen?
I'm
in Matthew's Facebook
group. I'm
joining
Matthew's private Facebook group.
They're targeting Ryan's mom,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, they're targeting my mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your mom, yeah.
Absolutely.
Midwest.
Sitting out there and fucking...
My mom sent me green lights, and now it's sitting on the table in front of us.
You should ask her if she knows about this.
She probably does.
Mom, what does your calendar say on April 24th?
Oh, that's the Matthew McConaughey live event.
Can't
live
do anything
event
that weekend.
I'm busy. What's going on in the Facebook group, Matthew?
We're going to do some fun stuff there, like bonus trainings and meeting some new people.
You know, he sounds like Biden.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Bonus trainings and
people. There's
when he's older, he's going to sound like Biden.
Well, are we sure what, like, do we know what this is yet?
Not yet.
Yeah.
There's a button on this page you can click to join right now. Lastly, I'm betting that you know a few people in your life that might like to join us on this road trip, the Art of Living experience. So how about this? What if you invited five friends or five family members to come along for the ride with us.
Family members.
My team even put a message and a link on this page that you can copy and paste and send out to whoever you want to invite. So we can take this ride together on the highway.
So we can take this ride together on a highway to the cornfields.
Corn pot cornfield.
What is this shit, Matthew? What road trip are we going on? I'm packing all these fucking moms in my Airstream, and we're gonna hit the road.
Fuck them all, and then run all their credit cards through a Square reader, and I'm gonna never make another movie again. Damn it, dude.
It's moms making their lemon loaf, and they're all gonna pile them all in this Airstream, and I'm gonna fuck them all.
At first it's cute. At first it's cute, but then, like, don't you start to feel like Matthew McConaughey is, like, you know, he's just like an eagle in the sky, like hunting down your mom.
Yeah.
Salutations, salamander.
Matthew, is that you?
Yes.
Mom, don't give your credit card.
No.
You see your mom being carried away into the distance.
No. I know. People will disagree. They say, Matthew McConaughey wants to hunt my mom. He could have her and me, you know? That's what happens when you're sexy. Copy this text below and share it.
We must do this.
Dude, this is a cult.
Luke, tweet this from TMG. from the TMG account.
Actually, yeah.
Right now.
Tweet it right now. Tweet it right now. Don't explain.
You guys remember the butthole chocolates?
Yeah. Cast the chocolate ass. Yeah.
Well, someone on the ship decided to do that.
No and fucking way.
Filmed it. So I didn't know if you wanted to do it in Maine or in bonus. Do you want to watch it in Maine and
it's watch it?
It's censored. It's censored.
Okay.
Let's just bring out whoever it was.
Yeah.
Did you actually do it?
Shit eating grin. Fresh off the Ukrainian front lines. Wow. Everyone, it's my producer, Alex, former assistant.
Upgrade.
Did you actually do it?
Oh, yeah. We can get that after
Alex,
see it.
You fucking met. This is a position I never wanted to see you in. And here's the fucked up thing. He does this in my house.
Is that how
clothed. This is the longest person I've ever met, dude. And I'm not talking about his dick. He's just, he's built like a fucking cricket. Like,
well, who's saying higher?
Well, we'll see. My girl, off Tinder.
What?
Nah, wait, what? Chill.
I'm serious.
A random girl off Tinder,
yeah. She was so into it. I had a couple girls match, and they were into it, and then they ghosted me, and then one time I was on the way to the bar, and she just bailed, and then this girl came and saved it all.
On the way to the bar?
Yeah, I was like on the way, and she's like, I don't know, I'm like, I'm getting cold feet. I was like, I mean, I understand. I don't blame you.
Wait, did you tell her on Tinder beforehand?
Oh, yeah, my profile. I can read my profile.
Oh, right? You made a special profile for
her? Yeah. I mean, okay.
You see what I deal with? This kid's insane.
So, here's the profile. It says, need help making a chocolate mold of my butthole. Serious inquiries only. Even if you don't think I'm funny, parentheses impossible, you'll be relieved to know that I'm 6'3", which is a fact.
Alex, let me tell you right now, if you were 5'9", you would have not got this done.
Yeah.
I promise you that. Yeah. If you were 5'9", there's no shot you would have got this done. All right.
Those are some photos. I look handsome.
Oh, yeah. This is just me as a D3
soccer goalie right there.
Oh, man, you are getting old. You're pulling out young pictures of you to try to catfish me. Getting there like, I thought you were a soccer player. I was.
So, one of the girls responded, she was like, that shirt in the purple photo, that was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
All right, so the missus you landed on.
Yeah.
She who shall not be named.
Oh, she does not want to be named.
Yeah. So she hit you up and was like, is this a joke? Or?
No. So we matched and I messaged her first and she said something about cats. I was like, don't worry, I've got a cat. Like, it's cool. I'm not allergic, but I'm hoping you saw my bio. And she was like, oh yeah, I saw it.
And,
it was,
and she swiped right?
Yeah.
All she saw was 6'3".
Yeah. You know what would be a funnier experiment?
Like, and you were like, this is serious?
Yeah, I mean, it said serious inquiries only, so I was trying to call anybody out.
Oh yeah,
because
that makes it. Yeah. When you I said I'm serious,
so do it.
You know, it'd be a really fun experiment after this. Put that same bio up and change it to 5'3". Change it to 5'7" and see how many replies you get. Yeah, you'll say, you'll be happy to know I'm 5'7".
Ew.
Okay, so mold one.
You fucking pervert.
You fucking creep.
Creep.
Okay, play.
Up, higher. Higher.
I hate this.
Dude,
yeah,
just pour
the cup into it, yeah.
Pour it into it.
I actually
that Jersey, like, Trump voice?
I cannot believe
just
this.
Pour the cup into it, yeah.
That's it. That's just right there. Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's clarify to the audience what we're looking at. It's my producer Alex lying on his back, and a girl fisting his ass.
Which it very well could be. We can't really tell. It's completely. All we see is like this shin part of his legs.
Yeah.
And his upper and his like lower thigh.
The thing is,
he's
Alex
on his back, legs over his head, and
him and Alina were in like a month long argument about missionary, and he just kept having to lie on his back and demonstrate. I'm like, dude,
I was right. I won the argument.
I don't need you to see,
lie on your back.
Yeah.
Don't, please. I fucking
wait. But wouldn't you?
I will shoot myself if we unleash this again. Yeah. Please get
is
through this.
Is this girl on top? Missionary?
No, girl on bottom. But you're, like, she was saying that. The girl has her legs locked straight out, and I was like, nobody's fucking like that.
You're
like,
gonna pass out if you lock.
Exactly. I'm like, your knee's got to be a slight bend to it, and that was the argument. And I used the word up, so she.
Legs curving. Hey, Alina's about form. Okay. I get on top. She's like, hey, my form! Don't fuck with my form. I'm sorry. Get in there. Get the
Come
fuck
on.
In there.
Come on. Let's fuck. What are you waiting for?
That's how she
does. You look like a corpse. I can't. You know?
She's like, oh, you're not a real man? You can't get in there? Oh, you need me to bend my knees? Oh, I guess you do have a little dick. No, I got it.
Straighten up.
All right, I fucking got it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's keep watching.
Spread it open.
I swear to God,
you better spread it open.
Ew, bro.
She's so in.
What is this?
Alex, you have multiple different cameras.
Alex,
why?
Don't ever touch my cameras again.
This is Cash.
Oh my God!
This is Cash's camera.
That thing stinks.
Fecal dust,
dude.
All over it.
This is porn.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's censored. It's like Japanese porn. It's tasteful.
Oh my God.
I feel like it's too thick.
Oh, ew.
Oh my God, the clumps. Okay, we waited too long.
First,
if you don't marry this girl,
we hit it off,
dude. This is
like
fucking
before or after.
Before we went to the bar, we had a couple drinks. I mean, if you're like meeting somebody on these circumstances, like it's like you get like
well, we
would have
known. We've
quick.
Never done it.
Yeah. You get pretty comfortable pretty quick, though.
Oh,
like,
okay.
But then after. Was it weird?
Even better. No, it was even better. Just keep watching.
What do you mean it's even better?
Like just keep watching. No. That's wrong.
Nice meeting you.
It was really nice meeting you too. Stop looking down. I feel like it's got to be ready by now. Stop looking down.
I already saw your butthole at this point. You stop being shy.
Okay, it's kind of rubbery. All right. I'm going to spread it more open, and then we'll try to keep as much on my butthole as we can.
Mold 2 failed also.
We can't. All this rubber.
Why did you do 3 times?
Yeah. Dude, you know how hard it is to keep that rubber, like that liquid
no.
from dripping
no,
down
I don't.
Your ass,
no, we don't.
No idea.
Yeah. Well, that's the bullshit. That company doesn't make chocolate out of your molds. They just give you like a bronze paperweight out of your butthole. They don't make like... your butthole into a chocolate.
I was ready to eat you up, man.
I know. I was ready to have you eat me up.
I was ready to eat you up, man. Oh, that makes you uncomfortable?
Yes. Yes, it does.
So we went to get drinks. We went to get drinks to go back to my place. We just like immediately like, I guess we got to get to this.
Mold the asshole.
We were a little drunk, and she was like, just show me your butthole right now. Let's like break the ice. So I'm standing in my living room, like pulling my pants down and spreading my cheeks in front of her face. And she's like, all right, you got to shave that. So I went in the bathroom, leg up on the counter, was shaving. And then we tried it three times, and like it, none of them took. Like none of them like worked well enough.
It wouldn't take.
Yeah. So we had to do it a fourth time. So if we want to play that clip real quick.
When I promoted you to a producer, it's not so you could make content like this. Who in the...
Why are you hard right now?
I'm nervous, dude. Just focus on my butthole. Don't focus on my dick.
This is porn.
It's the ad said you need an open-minded friend.
Yeah. And he was open-minded. And
yeah,
we couldn't,
in an open, open-legged friend, yeah. too. Yeah.
We couldn't catch up
Did
after.
Did you actually do the last time?
Yeah.
You'll see.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like. It looks like a moon rock. Don't be fucking rude.
That looks like a fossil.
No,
imagine like an archaeologist finding it. What is it?
I think it's some sort of crustacean. Damn, bro.
There are a couple of hairs in there. I wouldn't look too close.
This looks like a tear in time and space. You know what I mean?
It's a rift.
We it's just talking
about it. Get like a case and put that in a case.
Yeah. Damn. Well, that's, dude.
Wow.
Thank
you for doing that.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I mean, I wouldn't have gone on that date without you guys.
Yeah, we gave you your wife in this, so I just want you to know that.
Pretty much. But we didn't get a chocolate out of it, though, which was disappointing.
Yeah.
I did find a pastry chef, though, that was able to mold a different body part of mine, if you want that. Yeah.
This is a one-to-one.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
My dick?
Oh.
One-to-one.
Oh, is this your cock? Oh, one-to-one? This is your cock?
It's actually a little smaller.
Right. Right. You didn't really get the veins right. Oh, right. Okay.
I was opening my dick on.
I mean, like...
Oh, it's color. Oh, that's it's a color real... accurate, too. Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, look at the grooves on that thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they didn't really get the skin tone. They didn't really get the skin tone right. But
yeah, okay.
Take a bite, bro.
Yeah.
I don't think I could.
I think you can.
Take a small bite. Don't choke on it.
It's so thick.
Dude, get the fuck out of here. This looks like a fucking... This looks like some Dutch home. Like,
yeah, it really does.
The engravings and the fucking... Get out of here, man. This is your Dutch dick.
McDonald's in Italy?
Oh, yeah, I mean, come on.
Hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's a fucking mixed snack bucket or something, it's called.
Why does that sound funny?
Oh, look up snack bucket McDonald's Italy.
Why does that sound funny?
McSnack. Maybe I added the Mick, but yeah. It's definitely called snack bucket, I'm pretty sure. Oh, it's called a sheer, whatever.
A mixed snack bucket.
I want it to be called McSnack Bucket.
You really are becoming a dad, just like saying shit. Oh, what's that? Hey. Let me get a McSnack Bucket. Hey, come over here.
Sir, we don't have, what is that?
You do.
The fucking the bucket with
the nuggets. Hey.
You know, for sharing. Oh, the share bucket. Yeah, the snack bucket. Yeah, there's shrimp in that thing? Look at that.
That's fucking crazy.
Shrimp.
That's crazy.
That's a McShrimp.
See, that's what I'm saying.
The ladies call me.
Yeah, a McShrimp.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Even this, it doesn't feel gluttonous in Italy because it probably tastes kind of like real food.
I don't know. I had a
bad
Big
one?
Mac from there.
Yeah.
And it tasted exactly the same.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Then maybe I'm just wrong.
So yeah, highly recommend the McSnack bucket if you're in Italy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's advice that applies to everyone. Hey, if you're ever in Italy, if you're ever in Sicily, by the way, get a mixed snack bucket.
Yeah.
All right. So we're kind of
killing it right now.
Yep. Is this dude just like getting head in a jacuzzi or something? I mean, it's definitely in a pool. Something going on in a pool. That'd be my guess.
That would be a kind of a funny prank. If one of these was actually just porn. And they click onto the video, it's literally Island Boys? Just someone getting head. And
oh, no! No! No!
I think it's that dog that jumps in the pool. Like, you know, have you ever seen that dog?
Yeah.
It's like, have you actually?
You're talking about
the
dog?
Dog. It's like this one account on TikTok where the owner will come home and the dog's always in the pool.
Oh.
It is quite cute.
It's definitely something swimming in a pool.
Okay.
So if I had to guess, right about there, he spit in his hand. I don't know what the hell that is, man. Is that someone trying to, like, is that one of those things where they try to fucking drink a whole cup of something, like with their mouth around the cup? Is it, okay. I don't know. Let's see.
That's me? What the fuck? That's not funny, dude. Dude, switch it off, bro. Switch it off. Wow.
This episode is over. We're done here.
That's not funny, guys. That's not funny to take me in a vulnerable position like that.
Dude, that bathtub was sucking you off, man.
That was okay. Me? I don't want to see it, dude.
Dude, that sound you made, holy shit.
Don't stop, dude. I don't want to hear it anymore. How did I not recognize my own voice?
Okay.
It sounded the exact same.
Okay. Damn, you were taking it from that bathtub for the first time.
Have you tried one of those?
Okay.
It's what? Harder than you would think.
A cold plunge?
Yeah.
I'm afraid my dick will not come back out.
Mine still hasn't. That's what it was. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Where is it? Where is it? Just feeling around for it.
Hey,
where'd you go? Damn, that's fucking embarrassing. So thanks. I feel shame. Thank you.
Oh yeah, if you're listening, that soundbite, what we played again.
No.
It was Cody getting into a
spitting.
You were taking that shit, dude. Oh my goodness.
All right, play the next one. It's me again.
I read a fake post last night about like a swinger couple.
Okay.
But man, it was written so funny.
Why do you say it's fake?
Because the dude's post history was like, people were like,
fuck.
I know, but it
Did
was.
Did you screenshot it?
No, because I thought it was going to stay up. Oh my God, was it
It's
funny.
Deleted now?
Yeah. I'm male 35 and my wife, female 36. I'm and my wife, this is already ChatGPT. Me and my wife have been married for 14 years. We went out for drinks for my birthday in July. We always wanted to try a threesome and tonight was the night. We met a college guy that's we hit it off with and we went to our place. We were pretty drunk. I sat down and watched them start and played with myself. The guy was about 5'5 or so.
When somebody says played with myself, yeah, I always just picture like
you're slapping it.
Someone like slapping their own dick around.
Yeah.
Like,
or not even. Blah, 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 blah. Just boxers
smacking on their leg.
No, just doing the salmon
to
themselves.
Played with myself.
So I played with myself.
Somersault. Trying to suck their own dick.
Sucking his, man.
the dog version of, or that's the human version of chasing your own tail.
Sucking your own dick.
Trying to suck your own dick and like doing somersaults.
Yeah. What's really funny, I saw on Twitter, someone was making fun of that when Elon was rolling out the feature of blocking your likes.
Yeah, yeah.
This person goes, oh, I'm so glad my likes are private. Now no one can see my likes. And, you know, obviously I go check them. And it's just dudes with dicks so long they can suck their own dicks. It's just a guy like this. Like the motherfucker looked like.
Wait, there's multiple of these?
Yeah, it was just multiple.
How do you even find multiple of those on Twitter?
I don't know, but I was just crying laughing.
That's really good.
Dude, it looked like just a bunch of guys like kissing a doorknob. Like just like.
So it's dudes with dicks so long, they don't even have to like really bend over?
Yeah, this is us telling on ourselves. We think about having to.
Yeah, <exactly. laughs>
these guys were just like.
Man, that would suck.
Yeah,
I would hate to have that ability.
What's really crazy is they were all really short too. They were like, that's why it worked.
They had small spines.
And you know, it could have been optical illusion. Yeah. Those guys could have had 4-inch penises and they could have been like 3'5". I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
But it's just really funny because they just dropped their head down a little bit. So anyway, back to this story. We were drunk. I sat down and watched them start and played with myself. The guy was about 5'5" or so. So we were surprised.
Yeah, you're really giving it to her over there. You're really borking her.
So we were surprised when she pulled him out how endowed he was, and my heart dropped.
Oh.
I watched her take it for a while. She clearly was enjoying it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's really having fun. Just like, this isn't fun anymore.
She's just like, babe, you're not wiggling your fingers. Yeah. Is something wrong?
No.
Everything's fine.
It's fine.
After I came, I guess post-nut clarity kicked in and I was full of regret. This is a crazy ass line. She even tasted his cum after I told her beforehand that was a no-no.
Man, that's a bummer. That's a bummer.
Wait. I like how you said that's a no-no.
Babe, are you okay? You've hardly examined your thigh.
Yeah. Babe, are you okay? You've hardly cradled the cat. Dude, so there.
Don't taste his cum.
Yeah.
No. It doesn't taste good. This is supposed to be fun. You've ruined salmoning for me.
The worst part was right before she orgasmed, she grabbed my hand and said, "Something's gonna happen."
Oh.
Isn't that? And he was like, "She's never hit the big O from penetration with me."
But this is fake, though.
It's fake.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But I was crying laughing, dude. Imagine. Something's going to happen.
I've never felt this before. What is this? Just looking him straight in the eye. This is amazing. And she's like, honey, this is the best feeling I've ever felt in my entire life. Please help me through this. No, definitely this is the best salmon I've ever done.
Yeah, it's going to be
the best
okay.
I've ever salmoned.
I love salmoning. Dude, some of the comments killed me. One of them was like, fucked around and found out, literally, LOL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his wife now, I think.
That dude?
That's the college guy's wife now.
Yeah, yeah, that college guy's married. Yeah. My wife.
Damn,
wife.
That's sad.
Yeah, you gotta... Woo!
Right, yeah, click the pilot on Mushroom's tweet. An off-duty Alaska Airlines captain
tried to shut down the engines while in the jump seat of a plane on Sunday. Wait, go down. Let's read that follow-up. Joseph David Emerson, 44, has been a pilot for over 20 years.
Wait,
he's scheduled
crazy.
To be arraigned.
44 is part of his name?
Yeah. He's the 44th.
Sorry, that was so bad.
He's been a pilot for over 20 years. He's scheduled to be arraigned Tuesday on 83 charges of attempted murder, 83 charges of reckless endangerment, and one charge of endangering an aircraft. He's also expected to be charged in federal court with interference with flight crew members and attendants. According to court documents, Emerson told investigators he was having a nervous breakdown, hadn't slept in 40 hours, and was dehydrated.
Oh, so this
and
is-
now he's saying he was on mushrooms during the incident. But wait, he wasn't flying the plane, right?
He was in the jump seat.
What's the jump seat? Is that the co-pilot or is that like behind?
Yeah. So he got up and was like,
and tried to shut off.
Let me in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I mean, like, if you're gonna do it, like, do it when you're flying, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh.
So he went up there and probably tickled the guy that was flying the plane to distract him and leaned over and tried to shut off the engines.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, oops.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Bro, what is this
like,
button?
Stop.
Bro.
Stop. Yeah. Daniel, stop. What'd you just do? Nothing. Stop.
That's crazy.
So he's
man.
Just in the jump seat.
Tripping balls.
Tripping balls. Hadn't slept in 40 hours. Just fucking, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, you know, this is big aviation trying to hide that they don't fucking pay their pilots. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I don't think that's the best choice.
I'm here in the big city.
Her background.
What do you
mean? But maybe use a more modern image.
What are you talking about? This is the view outside my window.
A more modern representation.
I'm here in the big city, man. I'm here.
Yeah, what did you search for that to get that picture? It's a little dated, is all I'm saying.
Oh, Chelsea Savoy. That's where I'm staying. I could. It's a clear shot.
Looks beautiful, man.
Yeah, man. You should. Oh, I think the sun's going down.
One sec. Sorry.
Sun's setting down over here in the big city, man. Good to see you.
You're really going to stick with that one, huh?
What do you mean? It's.
I guess it's kind of nostalgic.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Better fair. Times, you know?
Are you in New York still?
Yeah, I'm back here.
Oh, you're back?
Yeah, I was floating around the Northeast, and then we tapped back in here. All right, fine. I'll quit playing around. I'll quit being silly.
Yeah, stop being cheeky. Change it to something normal.
But this is still our intro. You can't not. A special gift.
Yeah, apparently this is a birthday gift for me. And I was like, what could it be? And then I saw the can opener. And I was like, oh, fuck. I'm waiting for it to hit.
Can opener.
I'll give you a hint.
Thank you, Ovi.
Botulism.
Oh, no. Oh, that's right. That's why it's wrapped in newspaper. Oh, no. Dude, I'm not even here right now.
Are you jet-lagged or something?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm...
I mean, everyone says that Sommerstrong
will cure your jet lag.
Let's see. I guess we'll find out.
Oh, bro, I'm scared.
Look at this. Oh, man, I can sense the botulism. Can you smell it already?
I thought I did. I might have imagined that.
Where did you get this from?
Yo, it's like a grenade going off. Hold up.
Some like Swedish website.
Yo, you have buckets back here so we can puke?
Yeah, there's puke buckets too.
Courtesy of Dome Depot. It's different from Home Depot. Man, I just ordered my favorite burrito and then you're gonna Pavlov poison.
What is this? What is this now?
Oh, that's like a cyanide tab. You can take it after you...
No, it's raspberry and orange liqueur chocolates.
Oh, yeah. That'll fucking cure whatever's
like
in that.
It's like the little aperitif. Is that what that is?
I think that's supposed to, like, clear your palate after you eat dead fish.
Here it is, folks.
I mean, the branding is fucking ace.
Yeah. No, that's it is sick design. I can smell that.
Let me shake it up a little bit. Just shake it up a little bit.
Let me tell you what doesn't typically have juice. Fish. Fish is typically not juiceable.
I really want to open this, dude.
Do it.
Yeah? As long as I have your blessing, because this is gonna seep into the fucking furniture.
Well,
probably.
Open it, smell it, and then run it out of here.
I should probably have gloves.
Oh. No, what are you talking about, man? You've had some sneaky fish on your fingers before.
Nice. All right, here we go.
Not impressed. Lauren put her camera down on that one. She's like, absolutely not.
By the way, if you actually don't know what this is, just go to TikTok, search Sir Stroming's fish, and you can see people, like videos of people struggling to like breathe as soon as this can is open.
Yeah, it's crazy. They actually get these from the bottom of the Titanic. That's where they get this food, actually.
Wait, is that what the submersible was doing?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they were going down for more Surstrong. They're like, we got to get the last of it.
All right, the seal has been cracked.
Oh, that fucking hiss, dude. Dude, smell that, man.
No.
Dude, that smells like eggs. Oh, my God. That's straight up sulfur. You can't. Oh, my. You don't smell it?
No.
I think it's stuck in my nose.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, that smells like rotten egg.
No shot, I'm going over there. No.
I'm not. This is not an exaggeration. That is the worst thing I've ever smelled. I can't even get close to it. Can someone get in here and fucking take it away?
Ryan, come smell this. Ryan. Oh, is it? Is it seeping out?
Yeah.
Is it seeping out?
I can't even get close to it. I actually can't get close to it. Put it in here. I can't get close to it.
Put it in here. Bro. Dude, that smells like an Andy Gump. That's like if you put...
I'm going to get it real quick. Wait, what? Wait. Mixed with the fucking...
Oh, my God!
That makes it worse, dude!
Dude, it hit me. It hit me.
Okay, if I toss it in there, it's gonna.
Unironically, it hit me.
Oh, fuck. Did I get on my fingers?
Dude.
It's on your
finger. Dude.
Dude, there's some juice right there. That scent's not going
Dude.
Away.
Bro, no. But. No. That is unironically. I caught a whiff of that. I'm not
dead. Yeah, I know, right? It's. Horrible.
Oh, that does make it worse because now it actually smells like an Andy Gump. No, this, that.
Yeah, the Febreze mixed with it is horrendous.
Oh, bro. It smells like like public bathroom in here. Oh, dude. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh,
holy hell. That actually is way worse than I could have possibly imagined. People
bro.
Eat that?
Oh, this is my nightmare. This smells like an airport bathroom.
Yeah, it's gonna be around.
I think it's still.
I think it's gone.
Dude,
I think it might just be stuck up here.
Dude, right how? Now. How crazy would it be if I just walked over and I'm like, it's not that bad, and I just ripped open the can. I'm just like, just getting as much of it as possible.
Chewing the fish.